taking on the Buffalo Bills as we are joined now by Wofford head coach Dwight Perry. And, Coach, you know, sometimes there are days like this, but I think you know, I know, and now your team knows it's awfully tough when you get down 13-0 to start a game to be able to come back. Your team cut it to 6 a couple of times, but then UNCG responded.
Yeah, we got what we deserved to play. We got what we deserved today. We didn't play well enough to win. We hang our hat on being the harder-playing team, the mentally and physically tougher team, and the more together team. And we were not that today in any one of those three categories. And so when that is what we do as a program, everybody top to bottom, players, coaches, then this is the outcome that sometimes happen. And, you know, the reality is this time last week, everybody was feeling good because we were able to get a close win, and we talked about how we just wanted to have a 1-0 mentality. And today sucks, and it feels crappy, but the reality is we went 0-1 today. And so this bus ride back, we have to put our big boy pants on, we have to reset our minds and prepare to try to go 1-0 next week, because that's what's most important.
We always try to look for silver linings in something like this. I thought Bilal El-Shaqiri really showed some heart, some toughness in the second half, and showed what he's capable of doing despite just being a freshman.
Yeah, Bilal's really starting to come on. He's made some major strides here in the last couple weeks, and so he's done a really good job. It was good to see his fight and see him battle, get some good things done there. And so, that was good to see. So I was proud of him in that way.
Coach, you'll take tomorrow off, and then the switch quickly flips to getting ready for Chattanooga on Wednesday, right?
Absolutely. You got to take tomorrow off. You need a physical break. You need a mental and emotional break. And we got to get ready for a really good, tough, talented, and well-coached Chattanooga team on Wednesday that obviously is not going to feel sorry for us, nor should they. Every single one of these teams in this league is fully capable of playing a really good game and beating you if you're not at your best. And today we're not at our best.
As always, Dwight, we appreciate the time. We will see you Wednesday at Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Dwight Perry joining us post-game. And,